the babies that were exchanged. The Romans decreed harsh decrees upon the Jews. They wanted the Jews to behave as the Romans did, and not as a chosen people who observed God's commandments. One decree of the Roman emperor was that Jews are not allowed to circumcise their sons, so that there should be no difference between Jews and Romans. A mixture of joy and sadness reigned in the home of the great sage rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who was also the head of the Jewish high court. A beautiful little boy was born to him, and the happy parents rejoiced, but were also very worried. How would they perform a bris? The cruel Roman soldiers were a constant presence, keeping an eye on the homes with a newborn baby boy, and making sure that no one dared to defy the decree. Rabbi Shimon and his wife were very concerned, and they tried hard to find a solution. What could be done? Could they, God forbid, give up the mitzvah of circumcising their son? Never! The Roman emperor says that anyone who defies his decree will be put to death. But the King of Kings commanded us to observe this law. There was no question, they would obey God. Secretly, with only 10 men present, the circumcision was performed. The baby was named Yehuda. The parents trusted that God would protect them in the merit of this great mitzvah. However, although it had been done in great secrecy, the Romans found out, and Rabbi Shimon was taken to the Roman officer.
The Master of the Universe commanded us to circumcise our sons on the 8th day. I therefore circumcised my baby.
You have committed a serious crime, the officer replied, raising his voice. I am sending you with your wife and child to the king. He will punish you as he sees fit. Rabbi Shimon was not frightened. He was sure that no harm would befall them for fulfilling God's commandment. Rabbi Shimon, his wife, and the baby were taken in a closed coach to the king. The journey to the palace was long and tiring. Every now and then they had to stop and rest. On the way, Rabbi Shimon and his wife stopped to rest up and refresh themselves at the home of a Roman family whom they knew. The Roman woman welcomed her guests warmly, for Rabbi Shimon and his wife were well known, and many Romans respected them for their wisdom and kindness. The Roman woman offered her guests many delicacies, but they would not eat forbidden foods and accepted only fruit and water. The Roman woman had also given birth to a boy, Antoninus, on the same day that Yehuda was born. She showed off her newborn baby, comparing him to Yehuda.
Tell me, my friend,
the Roman woman asked in wonder.
Why have you set out on such a long journey with so small a child?
In a voice filled with pain, Rabbi Shimon's wife told the woman about the punishment awaiting them for having circumcised their child. The Roman woman was filled with pity when she heard this. For a while, she sat deep in thought. Suddenly, she said,
I have an idea. Take my child to the king and leave yours with me. The king will see that he was lied to and that the boy was not circumcised. In this way, you will be saved from a bitter fate.
With little Antoninus in their hands, Yehuda's parents journeyed to the king. On the way, his mother nursed the baby and cared for him as if he were her own child. Many thoughts raced through the minds of Rabbi Shimon and his wife. They were worried that their secret would be found out, and then the good Roman woman and her child would come to harm as well. Trembling, they entered the king's chamber. The king was seated on his throne, surrounded by armed guards and soldiers. Rabbi Shimon and his wife put their trust in God, sure that he would save them from harm. Your Majesty, bowed the officer who had come to report the crime. This couple ignored your decree and circumcised their son. Order that they be hanged so that others will not follow their example? The king ordered his servants to check the child to see if indeed he was circumcised. To everyone's surprise, the child was clearly not circumcised. The officer became very frightened. He realized that God must have performed a miracle in order to save the child and his parents. How dare you make up stories about innocent people? You will be punished for this! Antoninus was returned to his mother. After thanking the good Roman woman for her kindness, Yehuda's parents returned home, praising God for the miracle of their rescue. Yehuda and Antoninus developed a strong friendship. When they grew up, Yehuda became a beloved and respected Jewish leader known as Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Antoninus grew up and became the Roman emperor. He was very good to the Jews and allowed them to observe the laws of the Torah. He greatly admired Rabbi Yehuda and would often seek his advice on various matters. Antoninus was drawn to Torah and took a great interest in it, perhaps in the merit of the care and food that Rabbi Yehuda's mother had given him when the babies were exchanged. Antoninus secretly studied Torah with Rabbi Yehuda, and towards the end of his life, he converted and became an observant Jew.